The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
We discussed in the previous shir the derech of the Brisker Rav in being miyashiv the whole, how to understand the whole sugya of Bechor Bamum, Bechor Tomim, that there's really two distinct facets, two totally separate dinim in Kedushas Bechor, as far as the Schus Kehanim is concerned. One is a din in the Korban, that certain Chalokim of the Korban, let's say Korban Chatos, all the Bosser is eaten by the Kehanim, in a Korban Shalom, which is Kachem Kalim, could be eaten by the Bailim, but there's a certain Chelik, which is the Matner's Kun and the Chos of Rishoik, or in a Korban Toidah, there's a Lachme Toidah, the Chelik of which has to be eaten by the Kehanim. Over here, the whole thing goes to the Kehanim, that's the Chiddush HaKro. That's one distinct facet of the Schus Kehanim in Bechor. The other Chelik is a totally separate din. It's a regular din of Matnas Kuhuna, what's called Matnas Kuhuna Shebegvulin. Similar to Zuel Chaim Vekeva, Resh Zagez, Pidyon Petach Hamor, which are things that have absolutely nothing to do with Beis HaMikdash. But there are two distinct dinim, which is problematic to say that there's mamish two dinim that have the same effect, but they're two totally separate dinim. Besides for this conceptual problem, the Brisker Rav himself points out a place which is l'chor a raya kemat from this din, a raya like a Rambam, not like a Tosis, which means that the Tosis is going to be problematic with the Brisker Rav's thesis. What's the machlokes, the Rambam and the Tosis? The Rambam says in Hilchos Tmur Peregimel, interesting halacha. We'll learn Mitzvah Hashem Maseches Tmura, where there's a law in the Torah if somebody takes a korban, and he tries to be matvis, he tries to be, to exchange the kedusha on Behema A. Behema A was designated as kedusha's korban oila. It's supposed to be rose of korban oila. He says that Behema B should be tmuras the first. He's over and alive. Besides for that, the kedusha of the korban of A is now chal on B. B has to be brought as a korban oila. It's true by an oila, it's true by an osham. Tmuras chatas not, but oila, osham, shlomim, toida. The regular karbonas have a din of tmura, and the tmura is koriv, like the meimir, the carbon which the original kedusha had, is transferred also, not transferred, but it's extended to the behema on which the tmura is perpetuated, and the behema has to be brought as a carbon. The Gemara Lamaisa Dashins by Bechor, the word yiye, the Gemara Dashins in tmura, that a Tmuras Bechor is not brought as a carbon. Tmuras Bechor is Yerach Yistoyev, that should become a Balmum, and then you eat it B'mumah like every Bechor Balmum. Akzeh HaKosuv, that the Kedusha of a carbon Bechor is Chal on the Behema, which becomes Tmura, but it does not. It should not be brought as a carbon. It can't be brought as a carbon. By the way, just as an aside, l'chayra the panimius shaboy, the havana shaboy, if we may, is something we said in the previous shir. The nekuda of a bechor is that it's not a carbon on the person's for the person himself. It's not a carbon for the person's personal expression of where he's holding. It's not a shlomim of him. It's not an oil of him. It's something that's symbolic to recognize the truth of Kaddish Liko Bechor, which is a part like Korban Pesach, where it's not an it has nothing to do with his avoida. The Bechor is a Bechor, because Klal Yisrael, Kili B'nai Yisrael, B'ni Bechor Yisrael, so too the Bechorim, Bechor of Behemet Meir, Behemet Tahoira, Bechor of each family of Klal Yisrael, has Kedushas Bechor. In that case, there's no extension of the Kedusha extending the Shem Korban to another Behemah. All a Bechor is a realization of a certain idea. That idea is only true regarding the original Behema, which was a Bechor. The second Behema, you could say that maybe the Kedusha of the first carbon is Nitfas in the second, but to bring it as a carbon, it can't be, because it's not an actualization of that idea of a Bechor. It's not a Bechor. It's not a firstborn Behema. That's as an aside. But in any case, the Rambam holds that Tmuras Bechor, when it's nechal b'mumoy, is nechal l'koyanim. That's the din of every b'chor b'mum. Tosfos and Zvachim Daf Ayin Hei Omid Beis says no. And he says the reason is because it's not Peter Rechem. It's not Peter Rechem, it's not roi to be b'chor in the first place. What is? It's an extension of the korban of b'chor. If you remember, we pointed out in the previous share that that's really the distinction that the Briskerov points out, legabe the sugya, in Zvachim Daftes, when you have a Shaloi Lishma, it's also an extension of, or it's a replacement of the carbon which was on another, something, it turns into a Bechor, but it's not a Petarechem. And over there, the din is that's Nechal HaKayim. And that's where the Briskerov pointed out, that obviously the Nechal HaKayim has not nothing to do with Petarechem. It has to do with the fact that it has Kedusha's carbon Bechor. And then he brought Rayas that Petarechem itself is a Kvius of Nechal HaKayim, in which case it's two separate dinim. But Tosfos seems to disagree with this, because he's saying that when the animal is not Petarechem, it does not have a din to Nechal HaKayim. Al-Khayr, the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tes, is clearly not that way. So the Briskerov asked the Kashan Tes, it brings a Raya like the Rambam, that even Tmuras Bechor, where Mitzah, the Korban, it has Kedushas Bechor, the Halach is that Nechal HaKayim would seem to indicate it's a din, the Korban itself, without it being Petarechem. So maybe if we may, we'll propose a slight alternative. It's not in Gansin, not like the Briskerov, but a slight alternative in order to be able to be Makar of these two dinim. The Briskerov proposes that it's two totally separate dinim in the fact that a Bechor is Nechal HaKayim. One is a din in Karbonis, it's a Kachem Dikadin, and one is a Matnas Kuna Dikadin. But they're two totally, one is a din in Karbonis, one could say the Kachem, and one is, so to speak, if we might say it poetically, one's a din in Say the Kachem, one's a din in Say the Zeroyim, one's a din in Zchus HaKanim, the same way they get Truma, they get also Bechoris, Bechor Bamum. And maybe we'll say it like this. Taisus Lamaisa, earlier, Davchov Chesim and Al Devi Amaskel, Shaloi Matsinu, is oimen on the fact that a Koyin has a Zchus in a Bechor Bamum, which is a Chiddush, because Loi Matsinu, that a Chatos and an Oshom, Chatos and Oshom, which are also Nechal HaKanim, Loi Matsinu, that even when they turn into balimum, what's the din of a chatas? It's a balimum. The din is you're poided, and then tzulei mekdashim. It's also because you're invited, you eat it. There's no din the kohen gets a schus in it. Why? Because the din that a kohen eats from chatas and osham is a din in korban. It's a din avoida. It's a din mishulchan gavoya. If that behemoth was not hukrav because it was a balimum, has absolutely nothing to do with the kohen. If it was loy hokrav, becomes psulim gdashim, so then it's eaten with the tenoim, with the claws, with the dinim of psulim gdashim, but it's eaten like a regular psulim gdashim. The fact that it would have gone to the kohen is of no bearing if it doesn't turn out to be a korban. Mashenke by bechor, Taisu says, we see not that way. By bechor, the fact that a bechor, which is a korban, is nechal kohenim, says also, the Mashmaris of Taisus is that itself is the cause of a Bechor Balmum being given to Kohanim, which would seem to indicate, not like the Briskerov says that's two totally separate dinim, but even though a normal Balmum is Luchar, has nothing to do with the Korban, but Lamaisa, a Bechor Balmum, the Torah is Mechadish, that a Bechor Balmum is not Yotza totally from its state as being a Korban. And let's qualify that. Hare, a Bechor is born. A regular Korban is a Korban only if you Magdish it, Bepeh. You say, Hare is a Korban. Someday you need Kiddush of the person. All Korbanas only become Korbanas if you Magdish it. They're not born that way. Same way, a person is not born a tzaddik, a behemah is not born a carbon. So the behemah is born as a carbon, is a behemah of chulin. You magdish it by saying, I raise a carbon, I raise a shlav, and so on. When you magdish it, you magdish a carbon that's a behemah that's roi for a carbon. Bechor is chal me'elov. There's a mitzvah to be mekadosh bepeh, but be'etzim kedushas bechor is chal me'elov. And it can be chal me'elov even on a bechor balmo. Which means, L'chor, the Torah is telling us that the shame korban of a bechor includes also balimum. A regular korban, if you're a magdish of behema, l'shem korban, it's a balmum. It's not chalani kedusha zaguf, it's kedusha zdom. You're even alive because you're violating the chshivus of a korban by trying to make a korban out of a balmum, and it's not chal. It doesn't become kedusha zaguf. Bechor balmum becomes a Bechor, is Bechlal the Pasha of Kaddish Liko Bechor to be brought as a Korban Bechor the same way a Bechor Tomim. not two different dinim. The Bechor, the Torah, the extension of the Torah, which is the Chiddush, is that the Bechor Balmum has in it the potential to be a Korban, if it's born as a Balmum, it's born, Nabuchodonosor animal, it's born missing one leg, it's born lopsided, it's born cross-eyed, whatever, all the movement of Kabbalah will be discussed in the next parak, but it Be'etzim should have been, because it should have been a Korban, because it has the imperative of being a firstborn, it's a Peterechem, and it should have the same Kedusha that normally a person's Magdash, Behem V'Peh, over here is the Skadish Al Yidei the Peterechem. And that should be even on a Bechor Balmum. Lamaisa can become a Korban Befoil, but it's Ro'i Be'etzem, it's at the Pashto Bechor, to be a Korban. This that an animal becomes a Balmum, it's Necha, like Chulin, is not totally distinct and separate from its being a Korban. It's Ki'ilu, the Kedusha of the Korban is still on it, insofar as the Din Tibi Necha L'Koinim is concerned. That's the Chayav Shteit. By Chatzos in Oshem, where the whole Shem Karbon is only when it's brought to Karbon. So if it turns into a Balmum and you paid it, and it's Yotze Mekdusha Asoy, it's Psula Mekdashim, has nothing to do with the Kanim. The whole din of the Kanim is to eat it as a Karbon. Mishulchan Gavoya. Over here, the Bechor Balmum still has on it the property, the personality, and the symbolization of what it means to be a Bechor. He's still a Peterechem. So really, even though he's a Balmum, he's Nechal. B'mumoy, he's Nechal Kichulin, but he's Nechal Kohenim. The din of the Kohenim to eat Bechor Balmum is an extension of the dinim of the Bechor to get Mishulchan Gavoya from the Korban. Now let's take this idea a little bit further. What we just explained is that this, the Bechor Balmum, is Nechal Kohenim, is because it still contains in it the basic property of being a Peterechem. It's still shaykh to being defined as a Korban of Bechor, even though it can't be brought as a Korban. What about Tmuras Bechor? Tmuras Bechor, like we said, is Gzeres HaKosuv. The Torah is Memayit, that the Kedusha that's on the Bechor is Nitvas in the animal that you try to be Memer. But on my side, it's not a Korban. The Torah was Memafkia, the Torah was Memayit, that even though the Kedusha is extended, but not as a Korban. Which means that Me'ikroi, it has Kedusha Sakot, so it's a very interesting din. We don't find a parallel to such a din. It has Kedusha Sakuf, but Me'ikroi, it can't be that Korban. If it can't be that Korban, then it has a Balmum, it's not an extension of that Korban. It doesn't have any of the properties of being a Bechor, of Hakrovas Bechor. When it's Nechal Balmum, it has absolutely nothing to do in common with Kedusha's Bechor. Because it's a Korban, it's kilo, what the Tmura that you're doing is a Tmura on the Shem Korban Bechlal, but not on the specifics of it being a Bechor Befrat. It's Nechal Balmum, it can't be brought as a Korban, it was never Roy to be a Korban, we don't want it to, the Torah doesn't want it to be a Korban, it's not a Bechor Balmum, which is still, within the realm, within the Tchum of Kedusha's Bechor. Over here, it's in Gansin Yotzim Bechlal, Kedusha's Bechor, Memel, it's not Nechal. The Tosfos holds that's not Nechal HaKohenim. The din of being Nechal HaKohenim is not like the Brisker Rav says, that there's a separate din like Trumas and Maisvis. No. The din of being Nechal HaKohenim is a din of the Korban Bechor. However, it's only when an animal, even a Bechor Balmum, is shayit to a certain extent, being a Korban Bechor. Mashenka by Tmura, the Torah says the Torah doesn't want it to be a Korban of Bechor. So Mela over there, it's Nechal. We'll find another parallel to this, a Bechor Chutz Laretz. The Gemara says later on that an animal which comes from Chutz Laretz cannot be Hukrav, even though it's Chal Kedusha's Bechor. The Halachos and Shulchan Aruch, about if somebody has a farm, somebody in the Ukraine or in Texas has his herd of what do they call it, long cattle in Texas, and he has a behemoth in Vakaris, and he wants to not get into problems with Kedusha's Bechor. So he has all the halachas that I mentioned in Shulchan Aruch about selling shutvis to a guy in order to be mafkir Kedusha's Bechor. In any case, what happens if not? A behemoth was born, and it's a Bechor. Bechor chutz laretz, we learn out of a pasuk later on, others say it's halachal moshe b'sinai, will not be brought as a korban, even though there's no reason, theoretically, the animal, it's not mitzvah atluyis, baretz, aber azayidus, the gzeres hakosuv is that a behemoth from chutz laretz will not be brought as a korban. The shita of the chinuch, in mitzvah yud ches, the chinuch is mechadish, based on the Rambam, others dispute this pshat in the Rambam, but the shita, the chinuch at least, is in the Rambam, that b'chor chutz laretz is chulin gemurin. It's nechal b'mumoy, but it's nechal b'mumoy as chulin gemurin. It's nechal b'bayl, not l'koyenim. And the reason for that is because since me ikroy was not roy for, it's not b'chlal, it has no shaykhus with being brought as a korban. It's not a b'chor b'mum, which was born in the same circumstances as that which would make a behemah. A b'chor to be brought on the mizbeah. It happened to be, it's a b'mum, it's not roy to be brought on the mizbeah, but be'etzim it's part of that parashu. B'chor chutzot is not part of that parashu b'chlal. So mele, his din is to be nechal b'mumoy lebailim, not lekoyenim, because the din of the koyenim is an extension of the din of the korban b'chor. A similar example is the sugya Yud Beis Amud Beis, where behema shvius, the Gemara says that a behema that's brought from Tmei Shvius, the halacha is Tmei Shvius, the Torah says la'ochlo, and the korban, hare, part of it is not eaten. So mele, since you can't do away with that, because the Torah has an imperative, anything that's brought with mo'ois of shvius, that lochus has to be roy lach. The smell you can't bring it as a carbon. So behema that's bought from mo'ois shvius, and then it's mevaker, gives birth to a b'chor, the b'chor cannot be brought as a carbon. What's its din? Its din is that it's chulin, it's not nechal l'kohenim. Why? Because the din of being nechal l'kohenim is only when it has shaychus to be brought as a carbon. Here it can be brought, it's mufka from being brought as a carbon. So mele, it does not have the din of a carbon. So, zochinu l'din, that anything which has a shaychus with the carbon of a b'chor, even when it's necha b'mumma, it still retains the personality, the character of a carbon b'chor, and it's necha l'koinim. It's all an extension of the din of carbonus being eaten by koinim. The other din of a b'chor, by the way, like a peterechem of a chamor, Pidyon HaBen are obviously regular Matnas Kuna. But the din of Korban Bechor is an extension of the Korban. If it has no Shaychus to Korban either, according to the Taisvis, by Tmuras Bechor. The Rambam, by the way, by Tmuras Bechor holds it also, since Lamaisa Tmuras Bechor is an extension of the Kedusha's Korban. So Mela obviously does have Shaychus to Korban, even though it can't be brought before, but it has Shaychus to Korban, since Nechal HaKoinim. But Taisvis holds not that way. We mentioned Bechor of Behemah Shvius, Bechor Chutzlars, all these things that have no shaykhis with Karbonis, they're mufka from Karb Bechor, don't have a din to be Nechal HaKoinim. There's no separate Matnas Kuna called Bechor Nechal HaKoinim. All it is an extension of the din that Kehanim get a chelik in the Beis HaMikdosh of the Karbonis, and that's what's going on over here. So this is a hakdama to a lot of these in Yonim, of these two types of karbonis, the carbon b'chor of a tomim, with the din of a balmum nechal akoyanim, and whether they're one din, like we're saying, they're two facets of one din, or they're two distinct dinim, like the Briskerov says, that's the theme of the few prokim in front of us.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.